any right to state a gospel in which I don't make it plain that salvation is according to the will of God the Father. I don't think I do. I find that in the gospel here. Well, that's too complicated. That's too... Not if the Spirit of God puts it in there, it's not too complicated, because He'll apply it. Now, I want to go back to our text. I want to tell you briefly, give you briefly, an anatomy of repentance in our text, in this title to Psalm 51. Very briefly, an anatomy. What is repentance? Well, it's a change of mind, yes. It's a change of mind about God. It's a change of mind about self. It's a change of mind about gospel. It's a step into faith. But what is the anatomy of repentance? The first thing about repentance is it is as least as public as the sin. To the chief musician, David was not covering. They're going to sing about David's sin, not because he's proud of it, but because he's repenting of it, and his repentance and confession has to be as broad as the knowledge of it is. Now, notice how I stated that carefully, didn't I? As broad as the knowledge of it. We can have secret sins that remain between us and God. We have no business confessing to someone else, to a congregation, or anything else. They are private between us and God. But we have public sins in which the confession of that sin and the restitution that comes on that confession should be as broad as the sin is. To the chief musician, everybody's going to know about this, David. Well, David says, I'm more concerned with what God knows about it than what everybody knows about it. The first thing in the anatomy of repentance is repentance is always confessed as broad as the knowledge of it is. The second thing about repentance is it is personal. A psalm of David. Lord, forgive us all. We've all sinned. No. What's the old gospel favorite? Oh Lord, it's me standing in the need of prayer. Repentance is personal. I'm not repenting for you, and you're not repenting for me. You didn't do what I did, and I didn't do what you did. David did something here. David is repenting for David's sin. Repentance is always specific. I used to do a lot of door-to-door witnessing, street preaching. And I'm not against door-to-door witnessing or street preaching. I just don't have the strength to do it anymore. I used to do a lot of it. Now, I firmly believe a witness needs to begin where people are, and that's the sinners. I'm going to begin with someone if I'm going to talk to them about salvation, because until they show me they're a sinner, I got nothing further to say to them. But you know what I've heard so many times I can't count them? Sure, you know, we're all sinners. We're all sinners. No, brother, sister, it's specific. What are you? What am I? How does this apply to me, to you? My repentance today, as a Christian of 50-something years, my repentance today must be personal. I think I've said this before. If I have, if I'm repeating it, please hear me and forgive me for being repetitious. I'm old and forget easy. My personal understanding of sanctification, the greatest step I was able to make in sanctification is when I learned that my sin is always internal. The occasion of it might be external. But sin is from the heart. It's mine. It is not yours. You did not cause me to sin. If the sin had not have been there, I would not have done it. It was there. You are not the cause of my sin. You could be the occasion of it now, but not the cause of it. Sin is personal. It's mine. I have done it. My sinful heart was angry. My sinful heart was greedy. My sinful heart was lustful. Not the way somebody was dressed. That's not the problem. That might be a problem for them, but it's not what causes me to sin. Not the money lying there on the table in the open. That's not the problem. The problem is my heart. The problem is your heart. The anatomy of repentance. Repentance is public. Repentance is personal. Repentance is specific. After he had gone into Bathsheba. It's not, again, let me say, oh Lord, I have sinned. It is, Lord, I have sinned a specific way. I have sinned in anger. I have sinned in lust. I have sinned in malicious conduct. This is my sin. Specific. After David had gone into Bathsheba, that was David's sin. I don't know what Joab's sin might have been at that moment, nor what the priest's sin might have been, or even Bathsheba's sin might have been. But I do know what David's was, because he's told us, and he's repented of it. Oh Lord, here is my sin. Now, one other thing about the anatomy of sin. Repentance is always grounded on the admonition of God's word. When Nathan the prophet went to him, when he was pointed out with that long bony finger of that old prophet, you're the man. When God's word had come to him, then David was repentant. How long David had gone between sin and repentance, we do not know. If God would have wanted us to know, he'd have told us. But we do know that when the time came that the word of God came to David, David repented on the grounds of God's word. I would condemn that man to death. You're the man, David. You did it, David. You took that man's sheep and you killed him. His little ewe lamb, and you killed him, David. David didn't kill the prophet. Note that. David didn't kill the prophet. Have you ever wanted to kill the prophet? The prophet that brought the hard word? David didn't kill the prophet. He said, woe is me. It is me that sinned. Now, we've looked at what repentance is. Repentance is a change of mind. We've looked at an anatomy of repentance. That repentance, it's public, it's personal, it's specific, and it's based on God's word. One more thing, very quickly, one more thing. Repentance has one plea. The repentant person doesn't talk about their good works, make excuses for anything. What does a repentant person say? 51 Verse 1, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Two things there, isn't there? The plea for mercy and the grounds of giving mercy. The plea for mercy is simply because God can give mercy. Nothing other than that. God can do it. The grounds of God giving mercy is his sovereign good pleasure. He dispenses mercy as he pleases. He can pass you by in a moment and leave you in your stew. And you cannot accuse him or call him to account or anything else, because God is not altogether such a one as you are. But what do we find? We find that among those who called out to Peter, that day they were added to God's church. That day God saved them. That day, through faith in the Savior, through that repentance which was pointed to them, they were added to God's church. I commend to you this day. I commend to you from God's Word. I commend to you with the authority of speaking for Christ behind this holy desk. I commend to you that you learn the grace of repentance and practice it daily. That the grace of repentance comes to identify you before God and before man. Would you pray with me?